Jesus hung on a cross, nails in his hands and feet. They put a spear in his midsection, but none of that could stop the resurrection. The Almighty One, the one and only Son, defeated the grave. From the depths of hell he was raised, to sitteth on the right hand of God to be praised, so that we could break free from our chains. So here's a wager, your life for his favor, his will for yours, his cup of life for your can of Coors, his cup of life for your pornography, his cup of life for your economy. The only way to find the real truth is through your own honesty. So which will you choose? His word or your own personal philosophy? That's the earthly dichotomy. Follow him or follow you? Follow sin or follow truth? And there is proof. You just have to take the time to find it. But most of this world is blinded, and that's not how God designed it. In the original Eden, Adam and Eve had freedom, but were convinced if they ate from the tree, it would free them, and they would be like him. But instead, it gave birth to sin, and our relationship with God was eternally broken. So who would be chosen to fix it? Abraham? He was flawed. Noah? Flawed. David? Clearly flawed. Many prophets were called, but none of them could change the fall. So who would be chosen? Who would be next? It had to be one born of God's own breath. So he was perfectly formed inside a virgin's womb, and he lived a perfect life until he was placed in a tomb. And then, the greatest moment in the history of the universe happened. Jesus rose from the dead and left behind the cloth he was wrapped in. And God's plan of reconciliation went into action. And ever since then, it has gained traction. So all of us have a choice to make. We either believe that all of this is fake, or we live by faith and believe that Jesus Christ died and was raised to the highest heights so that we could have life. I'll paraphrase Joshua 24. You can do what you want to do, but as for me, I choose the Lord because of the love that he outpoured, because of his spirit that lives deep inside of my core. He is the victor. He won the war. So if you get the big picture, you'll understand what the gospel is for. You.